Since his election, Pope Francis has been celebrating morning mass with the workers, men and women, lay and religious, in the small chapel of the Casa Santa Marta, where he is staying until renovation work is completed on the papal apartments. Marking the Feast of the Annunciation and Monday of Holy Week, he was joined also by journalists from the Osservatore Romano. In his homily, he said, "The emblem of the infinite patience that God has for man is reflected in the infinite patience that Jesus has for Judah." Pope Francis was inspired by the scene of today's Gospel in which Judah criticizes Mary, sister of Lazarus, for anointing Jesus' feet with 300 grams of precious perfume. "It would be better," says Judah, "to sell it and give the proceeds to the poor." John noted in the Gospel that Judas was not interested in the poor, but money. Yet, Pope Francis pointed out, Jesus did not call Judah a thief. Instead, he was patient, trying to draw him closer through patience and love. During Holy Week, the Holy Father pointed out, we would also do well to think of the patience of God, the patience he has with each one of us, with our weaknesses and our sins. Pope Francis likened God's patience to that of the father in the Gospel who saw his son from afar, the son who had left him with all of his inheritance. And why, the Pope questioned, did the father see him from afar? Because each and every day he went out to see if his child would return. This, Pope Francis affirmed, is God's patience with us. This is the patience of Jesus. I'm Emer McCarthy.